And welcome to our pre-show for today, Tuesday, the 7th of May. I got a rehearsal I got to go to tomorrow, Wednesday, at UCB for the show that we're going to do on the 25th. I hope you get tickets. I got to promote that. I got to remember to promote the shit out of that. Hope we don't have nobody there. It's been a long time since I've done a show like that, so I never know, you know. But hey, you know what? The point is, I don't really give a shit about the crowd so much as I care about the quality of the material I'm going to do. I got an idea. I like this character I've been working on. And he's a guy who's, we've all seen him. And he's just out here. You know, it's a variation of a lot of old guys we've seen. Which now I'm like one of those guys. And I just out here, I saw two frigates or picket boats that were flying the flag of the Imperial Japanese Navy. And I went over here to the, first I went to the lifeguard station, then I went to the Coast Guard station over here on Malvalva. And they told me to get lost. Okay, fine, I understand. But I know what I saw. And when I went out, and then I talked to Brad Jones, who's been a longtime resident of that area of the beach. He's anything that happens there, he's seen it. And some of it he'd rather forget what he's seen. You know, this kind of a guy, I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but he's good. And then I came out and I didn't see them anymore. And he said the Japanese, and he said that there hasn't been a Japanese Imperial fleet since 1945. And I said, well, something's wrong then. He said, yeah, and I think it's between your ears, you know, that kind of shit. Today
we're going to do a thing that,
Today we're going to be looking for the date of, what is the date today?
Today would be the 7th.
Did I not bring the goddamn, you son of a bitch? Wait a minute. Yes, I did. No, señor. And then I want to, I want to do this shit. No, I don't. I want to do, that's what I want to do. I want to do that. So, what happened to the fade on that? That's a little slow. There's three speeds you can do on these fades. Now, I just set it to a little bit quicker speed. Let's see. No, that's not it. But then when is,
it ever it?
All right, so what I want to do here. Look at the date. So what we're going to do today is the 7th of May, 2018. I have no idea when that was. I mean, I know when it was. I have no idea.
Wait a minute, man.
Have we got already a window up? Okay, we do. I just don't know what happened on that day. 1 year ago, I always like doing this because it's just kind of the weird way that I am. Seeing what we were doing the preceding year. And sometimes we go between, many years, like, just a few years back, man. I'm not really, because we've done pre-shows and we've done, video casts. So there's a really comprehensive sort of history that there isn't on the earlier classic shows, which is just the show. And, you get what you get. On any given day, you sort of understand what was happening that day, but not really. So we'll go to archives, and we'll go to 2018 in the month of May, in the merry, merry month of May. But I went over here to the Coast Guard station, right over there in Malvalva, where the kiddie beach used to be, right? Well, the Coast Guard took it all over and threw the kids out. And I'm not even saying that was a bad thing. All right, so May, what did we say? The 8th, here we are, Tuesday. Phil returns with guest Jeff Dowder, who runs down what's available in the wonderful world of California's legal recreational cannabis business. The 8th of May? Is tomorrow the 8th of May? That's the identical, that never happens. Did we get the dates right? I just got to make sure that, man, the dates are right. That never happens that we match the day. It's the 7th I'm looking for yet, nitwit. Yeah, not the 8th, the 7th. And look at this, encore. Phil greets the panel after Kentucky Derby weekend. I don't want to replay that. And that's from 2017. So that means we go to 2016. There's where we go way the fuck back. And that means it's probably going to be a weekend. And, it's because I'm really very strict about these things. I'd like to Jesus fucking Christ. I don't know what's going on with me last year, but a lot of stuff, a lot of relationship stuff. I'm sure you understand. Yeah, see this? Saturday is going to be the 7th. There it is. Carnival of Souls. What a fucking boring movie. That's from 2016. All right, so 2015 should be a Friday. See how dumb I am, you know, Okay, so 2015 should be a Friday of May. And the 2015 shows, I think we were doing, by that point, we were off the radio. We left the radio in 2013. We left the radio in June of 2013. And our podcasts, as we know them today, didn't start until the fall of 2014. The spring of 2014. We left the radio actually in the fall of 2013 because we hung around with some other, we tried to put together another network and it just was like too much of a hassle. All right, what are we doing here? What am I doing? Where the fuck are we now, man? December, what is this? May, and I want May 7th. I don't know what happened here. There we are. This is May 7th. Jesus H. Christ, another Elcott. Well, that's fine with me. I don't think we can get enough Ed Elcott as far as I'm concerned. So that is the show we're going to do. I'm going to have to look at this again. Today is Tuesday. The show we're doing this for is Tuesday, May 7th, right? Yeah. 2018. Let me look back on So the 7th is a Tuesday in the year 2019. If I go back to, 2015? 2015, May 8th was a Friday. Or May 7th was a Thursday. That's what I was looking at anyway, yeah. May 7th is a Thursday. Jesus Christ. More and more, man, I'm thinking I'm like having senior moments, you know, where I'm just, no, wait a sec. What did he say? Today is like, the sun's out. Oh, okay. I understand. You know, I feel like I'm, getting back to where we was, because I had to log in there. The other thing that I always do, generally speaking, is I get everything that I need to download for the next day, download for the next day. I will get that stuff squared the fuck away. So for instance, I'll go ahead and get the classic, but I want to make sure that I've got this right. 2015 is what we said, right? Yeah. Because 2016 was a Saturday or something, yeah. And so there was obviously some kind of a leap year in there. Here's May. And here is the 7th. What we'll do is we'll open this sucker up. Boy, what a freak out the other day, man, when we were... the live show Sunday night. I'm going, what the fuck happened now, man? And it's a rare thing indeed when you find out that the fuck-up is with somebody else. So what we'll do is we'll go ahead and we'll download that show now. And the pre-show. And what I'll also do is kill that. Now, I'm going to get the classic show together too. And that means I gotta look back and see, what did we do today? February 2002? Go to January 2001. Let's go to January 2001. This is always an interesting proposal. 2001. What is this? Who won the, is that the Golden Gophers, eh? Or is it the junior hockey or some shit? The Moose? The Minnesota, isn't there a Minnesota Moose? There is. No, it's the Wild. It's too bad I don't still live in Minnesota. That would be fun, because I lived in St. Paul, and I lived within walking distance of the St. Paul Arena. I mean, that would have been, if I was still in Minnesota, that is a goddamn for sure, I'd have season tickets for the Wild, because that's like right in my, that was in my neighborhood. It was down, I lived in Lower Town, St. Paul. You go down that, I forget the name of that boulevard that kind of flanked the river, but, or ran along the river, but from my place, just go down, I don't know, a few miles and bang, there's the arena. unless they're not playing in that place anymore. I thought they were. And I like St. Paul. I dug it. I liked the old town. I liked, they were doing some new things with it. They were refurbishing and renovating and, you know, blah, 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 blah. My apartment building was really cool. It was a brand spanking new apartments with lofts, and they had built-in washer dryers. The whole thing was really fucking cool, and they had a workout room and this and that. And, you know, I was, you know, I had to go across the river every day to work, so I'm leaving St. Paul and going on the interstate across the river to Minneapolis. The other part of the Twin Cities. That wasn't bad. It wasn't a bad drive. It was a 20-minute drive, maybe 25 minutes. All right, so here we are. In the year 2001, I say January 2001. January 2001. I just scroll through titles, and sometimes I'll, you know what I'll do is, let's just take a look at the middle of the month here. Art Griego opened the show tonight discussing how, like Casey Martin, he feels he should be able to use a cart when golfing. Casey Martin was that handicapped golfer who had bad legs, and so he used a cart, and I think the other PGA guys revolted against that. Chris Narvi opened the show talking about why Chris didn't get picked for Temptation Island. Chris thinks that's the religious right, that the religious right fixed it. This first hour for Dean Wheeler coming on, let's see. MLK Superpowers. Vernon Dozier stopped by to wrap up the end of the second hour with the same commentary on Ray Carruth. He said that he doesn't condone murder, but Ray's former girlfriend shouldn't have bothered him for child support. Oh, shit. Give me a break. I'd have to straddle 2 hours for that one, but keep that in mind for your own enjoyment. Ted Bell joins the last hour with his comments, People's Weight. Name of those people who have made a return trip to the salad bar. You can't beat Ted, man. But here's we had him on last night, first hour, Dean. I don't hear this one. Dean Wheeler says MLK has superpowers. And he was pissed off that no one honors him. That's why the Northridge earthquake happened. So there you see where I got all of my downloads ready. And so that's all groovy, man. Right? Right. And then what I do, I will now... So I don't have to do any extra goddamn work, see, at the end of the session. What I'll do is I'll get back here to 2015. Bruce Cassidy, Bruins 3, Blue Jackets, Boston wins the series. Really? I thought they were tied. Oh, is it Carolina was tied? Carolina won. So Boston faces Carolina in the Eastern Conference Final. Did Carolina win a Stanley Cup? I think the Bruins ought to win. I'm going to root for the Bruins. I'm rooting for all the old school teams this year in the NHL, man. I want to see a return to fucking traditional fucking shit. I want the Bruins. I want the Maple Leafs. I want the Canadiens. I want the Blackhawks. I want the Red Wings. I want the original six to dominate. I want old school hockey. I want a fucking, I guess we won't get an old school series, you know, Stanley Cup, because all the old original six are in the Eastern Conference, and the West is, but as close to it as, like, you know, who's left in the West that's any good? So, as I was saying before, I was so rudely interrupted, here's May 2015. I already downloaded those, so all we have to do now is start the show. Okay, that's cool. Thursday, May. What am I doing? May 7th. Here we go. May 7th. All right, so there's May 7th. And we've got everything downloaded, everything ready to go. So all we have to do is... Now, the thing I haven't done yet, though, and I'd rather do that now, is relabel those MP3s, which is what I'm going to do. So I go to the desktop where everything's sitting. First of all, I'll go to the drop, to the downloads, and I'll get out my all the stuff that I just downloaded. So let's say here is the oldie, or the classic. It says rename. The Phil Hendry Show. Yeah, we do it all here, man. Yeah, we're workmanlike here. I don't have no fucking... I don't have some crew doing all this shit for me, man. I know how to do it, you know. How am I going to realize... I've met guys in this business, in the radio business, they didn't know how to fucking edit tape. They didn't know how to punch buttons. I'm seriously, they'd bring their engineer with them everywhere they went, every gig they went. I go, what? And I wouldn't say anything to their faces, but I'd be like, what is this guy's fucking problem? They wouldn't know how to do... they had to have somebody showing them how to do all this shit. Although a lot of them were a lot more successful than me, so maybe they had... you know, pretty good idea. Anyway, 2019-07. And that's a what we call our classic, huh? Boom. So that's done. Now I got to get out pre-show, and then we have the regular show. And I have to relabel that. Jesus H. Christ, Henry, learn how to type. I've never been a good typer at all. Never learned how to formally type. I taught myself, and it's all hunt and peck. Because, like, why do I give a shit, you know? Right? No. Oh, fuck me. Wait a minute. I got to do this all fucking over again. Because I fucked it up. I don't know what I was doing. 07, and then this is a pre.mp3. Pre-show, right? Right on. Okay, here is the full show that we relabel. Oh, you know what? I can't do that one because I can't do either one of those. Because what I'm doing here is I'm recording a brand new pre-show. So this we don't even need. I will totally forgot. And this one here we'll use, but we need to add something to it, which is my introduction, the contemporary introduction, I should say. So we have a pre-show that we have to produce separate. We have this show that I will add or tag onto my thing, man. Okay, so... let's go ahead and rename this right now anyway. So there will be an intro to this show. And that's groovy. And then I have to do the non-commercial version. So I got to remember to do a lot of stuff here, man. Yeah. Okay. Right? Yeah. One of the things I do is just take the goddamn audio record that I'm making of it right now. Where is it? Where is the goddamn thing? Take this audio record of the actual show. This is a pre-show that we're doing right now, but we're going to start the actual show here in a second. That's all. The audio is all going to be rolling off of the... video cast that we're about to do. So let's see what we got here, man. This is going to be... I got to remember. Why is this... I don't know. What's changed? Nothing's really changed. So that's the pre-show, or that's the actual pre-feed. Probably it's a long pre-feed because it was a Sunday going into a Monday, I think. Let me see where we're at here. All right, so I'm going to bang, blow this up. And let's see where we're at here in the show. We got, there's Phil. There's the 2015 version of me.
One, two. and testing.
What's with
testing.
That mustache? Oh, you know what that mustache is from? That's when testing. I did that. That mustache is from not the when I did a show. I did a movie. Wait a minute, man. I did a movie called Semi-Pro, but that was in 2011. Why would I have that mustache now? Let me see here. I'll show you what I'm talking about. Why would I have that fucking mustache? Was it for? It wasn't for Marin. It was for some other goddamn gig that I was doing. But I shaved that mustache when I did. Oh, I shaved that. No, I don't know what the. No, when I did that movie, Semi-Pro, I played the Nets coach. And that was way the fuck back, though, man. That was 2007 or 2008. Yeah, that was 2008. That's way the fuck back. This is 2015, and I'm wearing a mustache. Well, maybe I'll say something.
Let's see what I say. Testing. Yeah, all right. Don't fuck with that.
Your traffic was just compressing everything. See, that sounds better. Don't change, motherfucker.
News of me last evening by one of our...
All right. Let me see you.
I'm going to ignore it. The general.
I would rather be,
for instance, when they. I think that is very bizarre.
I gotta find out.
Stuff, so.
Oh, television stuff, I just said. I was shooting something. I was fortunate enough to be shooting something.
The world famous villain.
What it was, I don't know.
All right, we're ready to go, man. And I don't know that, I don't think I've ever been readier for anything in my goddamn life to be.
Wait a minute.
Honest with you, than this show here tonight.
All right, man. We'll start from that point.
Let me just get myself back up here.
Oh, you know what I should have done is I should have had the thing ready to read from. My fucking head in my ass, man. I hope I explained why I got that mustache. I can't remember. 2015. What was I doing? You know, I know Lauren and I had started going out the previous, 6 months before. And what the fuck? Her birthday just happened and she was all in a fucking mood about something. I forget. I remember we had a fight. We didn't have a bad one, but we had an argument. I don't think she was particularly happy. Anyway, I don't know what it was. All right, so here's what I'm going to do. Maybe I did it for laughs. Maybe it was a costume party or something. Could have been. I just want to log in here, man, to find out the particulars of this show that I'm doing here. I should have printed it off, but I didn't. My bad. Stars at Blues Game 7. So the Stars and Blues Game 7 is tonight, right now. This is Monday night. That's Tuesday night. That's tomorrow night. God, there's some good games tomorrow night. Stars and Blues are tied at Game 7. The game's going to be in St. Louis, just won on the road. Now the Stars have got to win on the road. Man, you fucked that up. You did, dude. You did. I just went to 2015. My scroll down menu. All right. May 7th. There we go. Jesus, I hope the fuck. Is this it? Let me just sit here for a second, man. Yeah, okay.